Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Monday, 5th of December, and mostly cloudy morning on 21 degrees Celsius here in Auroville. Today we can expect a morning shower in places, otherwise partly sunny and clear over the night. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 22 to high of 31 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 16 km per hour with occasional gusts on 25 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 27%. When it comes to the rainfall, Charlie says from Oregon that November certainly was one of the driest in on record. In October 1980 years ago, we had less rain than this November. In 1974, in northeast monsoon had only 280 mm rainfall, and in 1995 just 249 mm. December average for these records is 210.7 mm, so we still have a hope because it started to rain. Anyhow, this year in November we had total only 19.9 mm, and on 1st of December felt 11 mm, on 2nd 45.50 mm. Yesterday, 4th of December, fell 30.5 millimeters, so altogether in December we already had 87 millimeters of rainfall. In the whole year of 2016 we had in total only 609 millimeter rainfall. But we still can have a hope. Resident Assembly Service reminds us that tomorrow it's a general meeting with the topic of interim Town Development Council presentation on the projects eventually coming up in the near future at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. This meeting is meant as a first step to invite the community to an informed participative process. It will be structured in basic presentation on the various projects and an open discussion on available and possible next steps. On Friday, 9th of December at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited for a general meeting on appeal process followed by online resident assembly decision-making. The Working Committee and the Auroville Council invites us to a workshop for the community to evaluate how Auroville can be protected from developments in contradiction to the Auroville Master Plan. Those workshops will be for land protection on Saturday 10th and Sunday 11th of December, on Saturday January 7th between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. On Thursday 8th of December we can join Create Auroville Together or CAT 3 on the Auroville Charter, a platform for growth of the spirit. Auroville Council informs us on ALA, Auroville Learning Activity, and they are saying that any Auroville learning activity such as workshops, courses, seminars, trainings and etc. offered inside Auroville or outside in the name of Auroville for a fee or contribution must be executed by a registered unit or activity under the Auroville Foundation. Registration must be completed before the ALA can book a venue, promote the program or make or receive payments. For more details on registration, you can contact Auroville Board of Commerce, ABC, for initial queries at abcoffice@orbit.org. And they're inviting all interested tomorrow, Tuesday 6, between 9:30 to 12:30 at Unity Pavilion for a workshop on implementation of guidelines for Auroville learning activity. A study group appointed by the Auroville Council has been working on guidelines for learning activities in Auroville. They have held 2 meetings with the wider community in the past, and the third will be that one tomorrow with attendees, stakeholders of learning activities in Auroville like guest houses, facilitators, organizers, working groups. This meeting will give a brief overview of the guidelines with focus on financial contribution as well as a plan for the implementation phase. As before, there will be time for questions, feedback and suggestion. Otherwise, today, 5th of December at 6:30 p.m., we can listen to introductory talk for a study group on Vedic science and philosophy by Favan. Favan would like to introduce the subjects on which the groups will focus: consciousness, materialism and Maya, sound, language, mantra, light, devas, knowing and consciousness as basis for Ayurveda or astrology and etc. On Saturday, 10th of December at 8 p.m. Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, in collaboration with the Embassy of Denmark, Yggdrasil Dance presents Footprint, a dance performance. Wednesday, 7th of December at 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall. A Journey Through Architecture and Models, presentation by Rajendran Narayanan Swami. The MIME Show Act Work Help, scheduled on 2nd of December at Deepanam Square Amphitheater, is postponed to the 8th of December due to the predicted weather condition during past weekend. On Sunday, 11th of December, between 2 to 4 p.m., Auroville and beyond, exploring Auroville's bioregional activities. Part 2, visit of a settlement in Alankupan, Anai Nagar. Following the Joy of Learning presentation on outreach, the Joy of Learning team is collaboration with the Auroville Village and Action Group is delighted to invite us to a special experience to explore and learn about nearby settlement in Alankupan, Anai Nagar. This will be our opportunity to find out firsthand about some past and ongoing Auroville outreach programs about their life, the daily challenges and the resources of these villagers who hopes to live so close to this dream of the universal township of Auroville. This interactive visit with the villagers will be jointly coordinated by AVAC and there will be simultaneous translation as well as refreshments offered by the villagers. The bus will be leaving from visitor center at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday 11th. And here are a couple of announcements. Security office shifted its reception desk from town hall to the service area next to the gas bottle service. While they understand that this shift might seem inconvenient, it allows them privacy necessary to receive visitors in confidence, improve the coordination with the guards and patrols, and open possibilities for the development of their work, like the installation of a base station for walkie-talkie communication. But the phone numbers remain the same. And reception hours from Monday to Saturday between 9:30 to 12:30 and in the afternoon between 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Our STAT is offering an introductory hands-on workshop in R for those involved with data analytics in the community. R is a tool for statistics and data modeling and acts as an alternative to traditional statistical packages such as SPSS or SAS and STATA. It is an open source scripting language which can perform a wide variety of basic and advanced statistical and graphical operations. The workshop will be held on December 7, 8, 9, 10 from 4 to 5 p.m. in Saracom. Number of spaces are limited and they will be on contribution basis and I expect you to bring your laptop to download and install R and R Studio. And from the YC comes the news that Christmas fair is postponed on 7th of January because they decided to postpone it so they have more time to really make it a rocking. And that also means that they will have more funky games and activities and less market stalls. To all potential storeholders and out there, you must contact the Youth Center team as soon as possible and discuss your involvement in the fair. Local issues newsletter started to act as a platform for a people's movement for local food. They deeply believe that reconnecting with Mother Earth through natural farming and local food will catalyze a shift in consciousness and they need our engagement for this movement to spread. If you resonate with this newsletter, write to them at localissues@gmail.com with your thoughts and share this with your friends. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The Mother on Sri Aurobindo. Otherwise at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, subcontinental drama thriller today at 8 p.m. Daughter, made in Pakistan, Norway and USA in 2014 by writer and director Alfa Natania. Tomorrow, German drama, Tour Abroad, made in Germany in 2000 by director Aye Polat. On Wednesday, interesting documentary, L'amour fou, made in France in 2010 and directed by Pierre Toreton. And on Wednesday, also the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture presents at 7 p.m. Crazy Wisdom, a documentary film based on the life and times of Chogyam Trungpa Gyurung Rinpoche. The film will be followed by the dinner. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "There are many yogas, many spiritual disciplines, paths towards liberation and perfection, Godward ways of the spirit. Each has its separate aim, its peculiar approach to the one reality, its separate method, its helpful philosophy and its practice. The integral yoga takes up all of them in their essence and tries to arrive at the unifications, in essence, not in detail, of all these aims, methods, approaches, It stands for All Embracing Philosophy and Practice. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.